Hachette Audio presents Drink, the New Science of Alcohol and Health. Written and read by Professor David Nutt.
Preface. Most people know me as the UK government's chief drugs advisor, who was sacked in 2009 for saying government drugs policy wasn't evidence-based. But I'm also a doctor, and all my professional life, I, like all doctors, have been confronted with the challenge of alcohol in our patients and in our colleagues. The impact of alcohol on health is profound. Up to half of all people in beds in orthopaedic wards are there because of alcohol-related injury. And at weekends, the A&E departments of our hospitals are filled with people who are drunk. Alcohol and medicine are inextricably entwined in the same way as money and banking. The real reason for my sacking, I believe, was that I had the temerity to say on primetime radio that alcohol was the most harmful drug in the UK. At that time, alcohol wasn't even allowed to be considered a drug by the UK Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs, the ACMD, despite every scientist in the country knowing that it was most certainly a drug. The evidence on which I base my statement was the most sophisticated and detailed analysis of drug harms ever conducted. Since then, similar studies have been carried out in Europe and Australia, each coming to the same conclusion, that alcohol is the most harmful drug in their societies too. The main reason why alcohol scores at the top of the harm scale is that so many of us like to drink it. Typically, in first world Western countries, alcohol is consumed by over 80% of all adults. Of that 80%, only about one-fifth get into problems with it. But there are so many of these people that their alcohol problems have a massive impact on the rest of us, especially their family and friends. Alcohol is linked to a lot of violence, both within and outside of the family, road traffic accidents, loss of work, and many illnesses. Policing drunkenness in the UK costs over £6 billion a year, and the health costs are over £3 billion. Yes, most of us continue to drink, and most don't get into serious difficulties with alcohol. This tells us that there are different biological and social factors that impact our relationship with alcohol. I believe that understanding these can help each of us and our governments make more rational and health-promoting decisions about how we all deal with alcohol. This book attempts to do this in a language every drinker can easily understand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?